Blog Talk Radio.
Cody Ramos, a.k.a. El Sagrado. I hope everyone's doing well today. Welcome to Guasada Taino Radio. It's been an amazing day today, January 6, 2021. I'd like to invite all my guests who are listening live, wherever you may be. Guess what? I'm opening up the line. I'm looking at the number right now. It's 515-602-9792. That's 515-602-9792. You know, it was kind of a crazy day today. If you live in the United States of America, if you're a citizen of this country called America, it was kind of a crazy day. I want to admit it. It's kind of crazy. The insurrection. Most of the news outlets call them rioters, protesters, have you. But I like to call them domestic terrorists. The reason I'm saying is because the Washington, D.C., U.S. government capital was invaded today. And the invasion, and we know... I don't know very well about invasions. You know, call them MAGA, American, Make America Great Again movement, or Trump supporters, what have you. And I believe in freedom of speech. I hate to get into politics and say you're wrong, I'm right. It's not about that. But here's the thing, where people got upset, and I spoke to a lot people. I work in East Harlem, and violence is all around us most of the time, but there's more good, more positive than negative occurs in East Harlem, and a lot of people were upset because they saw these people entering the Capitol, and, you know, they thought they would treat it like, you know, like children, kid gloves, you know, compared to, say, the Black Lives Matter movement. When they went to D.C., to the Capitol, they were confronted by military. So there was a lot of anger today. I spoke to some doctors. You know, I work at a health center, Borinquen. And a lot of some patients of mine, some colleagues and friends and people texting and on Facebook, what have you. And so many opinions. But the bottom line is this. You know, we live right now at a time with COVID-19, so many people suffering from depression, anxiety, insomnia, fear, funeral services, COVID-19, hospitalizations, incubation, you name it. There's a lot of anxiety out there. People are grieving hard. So, it's tough. And I could understand the anger, the frustration of people that went to Washington today. Basically, the courts, the U.S. courts, local, state, federal levels have all said the same thing. Where's the evidence that this election was stolen, that it's fraud, and so on? Now, here's the thing about human beings. We're emotional beings. And many times we do destructive things when we get angry. And, you know, as a social worker, a psychotherapist, I always try to help people, you know, share their feelings, come out and try to, you know, confront the presenting problem and just try to work out a plan. Or I should say a goal. What's the goal to get better? What's the goal to be healthy? And then you work on a plan and then you evaluate the plan. See if it works or not. Give it a time frame. If it's, the plan's not working, then you have to create more objectives to reach the goal. And that's what in my profession we call a treatment plan. But it seems like here in the United States of America, it's so easy to get people riled up. And this happens to a lot of the leaders, people who have some power. You know, they rally behind a cause. And usually the cause is to support their pockets or their power or whatever. And we've seen this many times. And it seems like in history, the people that really try, leaders that really try their best to help others are usually, you know, historically been either killed, considered crazy, or what have you, or been seen as weak. You know, all we're looking at right now is human nature at our best, at our worst. You know, earlier I was saying, man, police, you know, what's going on? Why are they being, I admit, I say, why are they being soft with these terrorists? They got to be stopped. I even posted a photo on Facebook that showed an older man sitting on the Speaker of the House, Miss Nancy Pelosi. He had his feet up on her desk, and he took a photo of her email account that was exposed. And, whoa, that's some deep stuff. How did this person even get to office? So there's a lot of questions. Inside job. Could it be an inside job? You know, there was even a bomb heard. Oh, I shouldn't. Was the National Democratic Committee, I believe it was. I can't be sure. Some committee office had a. They disarmed the bomb and stuff, and a woman died today, actually. And my condolences to the family. I don't know her name, but there was a woman that was shot. They're reporting now that she was killed. Wow, that's tough. There's a family mourning tonight. I just pray for peace, you know, pray for understanding. You know, as Taino people, as indigenous people, you know, we're not strangers to violence. We're not strangers to political oppression, you know. And you look at the history from the caciques in the 1400s. In the beginning, you saw how the compromising was effective. Naming ceremonies was effective. The guatiao ceremony, the exchanging of names, marrying the opposition or the enemy or what have you. And it worked a lot until chaos was just too much for the Taino society. And many caciques took arms, or to say, rebel violently, or in self-defense. So it's kind of a sad night. I didn't want to do the show because, you know, a lot of emotions. You know, my passport, it says I'm American, and I know a lot of my fellow indigenous activists, you know, sometimes, you know, we really dump hard on the U.S. government. I myself been ordered many years, IRS. You know, I try not publicly condemn the government as a whole, U.S. government, because I am American. I'm part of the system. I want the system to succeed. I'm against systemic racism. But there are good things about the U.S. government. We are the U.S. government. We are the people. And that's what I like to say that I represent, or I want to represent, and that when I go voting, that I support. So what happened tonight, you know, man, I got the adrenaline going. I think my DNA was activated. You know, I'm like, wow, these people are fighting for the wrong cause. The world they're doing, and now I hear a woman is dead. I hear a leader that didn't condemn it. He actually, for several days now, was asking for it. I saw photos of the Proud Boys burning the Black Lives Matter flag. Wow, we're looking for trouble here. When I saw that, president gave a speech today. Go get them. Cause some trouble. You know, historically, we think of Hitler, Mussolini, Napoleon, Christopher Columbus. Put the feelings, put the emotion, put the passion behind the message. It can cause a lot of destruction. A lot of destruction. So it's important as a people, I think, as human beings, to really come to the table and trying to figure out what happened. What happens when we're in conflict? Last week, I was talking to a training and I recorded it was a good 9:30 and I was on Lexington Avenue and 125th Street on Facebook. Many times when coronavirus hit, it was called, that's the only safe place you can go. Coronavirus will not go there. It's a four-corner section. It's right by McDonald's. It used to be a Pathmark there. There's a Dwayne Reed. There's a pizzeria. And it's a notorious drug spot. K2 reigns supreme there. Heroin, you name it. Normally, when you take the train there, the 4, 5, or 6 train, you normally get in that tunnel and pray for the best. But you get out of Dodge. I don't work too far from there. And somebody tried to jump me. You know, my adrenaline was pumping. I was looking at the hands. You always look at the hands. See if you see a gun, you see a knife, you know. And then the second thing I saw the person's eyes. And I saw how this person was. I saw my people. I saw my people. You recognize people. And I noticed he had a fur coat on. So automatically, I'm thinking of the animal spirits, you know. I was thinking of coyote. I'm like, wow, this is a coyote situation right now. What do I do? And as a martial artist, you know, I've studied Tai Chi for 11 years now. I've taken Shaolin. I got into that fight field, and I looked at the person's eyes, and I knew I could at least blind them and get out of there, you know. Why take out his knee, break his leg, or I could knuckle punch him right in his throat. All these things came to my mind. Or I could go in my front pocket and take out my pepper spray, which, by the way, is illegal if you use it, but if it's life and death, I keep it. So I had all these choices to make in maybe 1.2 seconds. Just like baseball player, waits for that fastball coming 100 miles per hour. This is it. You know, you swing or what? Or you take the ball. So the first thing I said was the guy was right in front of me. And I said, hey, back off. I try to use my most sternest voice I could muster. It. I says, back off. And the person looked at me and he got close to me. I said, back off. And I pointed at him, you know. And then the person's like, man, I know you got money. You got to give me your money. And I kept looking at the person's eyes, and they were definitely, he was under the influence, impaired judgment. But then I realized it seems like he recognized me. And he called me a name or something. Wasn't my name. And he said, man, I know you got money. You got money, man. And he's going on and on. And then finally, I said, back off. You know, I'm thinking of 6 feet, right? And at this point, my adrenaline is juicing up. I'm sweating. My anxiety right now is at its height. Fight or flight. So what I did was I went in my front pocket where my pepper spray was. And then I says, you know what, brother? It's not in this pocket. I got money in this pocket. And then the person got close to me again. So I said, back off. And I said, listen, whatever I have in this pocket, I want to give it to you. But I need for you to do something for me. I need you to relax. Right? And at this point, you know, I remember I spent many years as a counselor and a therapist for people who are dependent on substances. And I remember a long time ago, one of my first teachers, who was one of my clients, he told me once, hey, back again. And if I get that fiending feeling again, then you see me and I'm demanding money, you better give it to me, man, because I might kill you. Actually, I will kill you. I don't want you to ever forget that because I don't want you to get killed, bro. Always keep something in your pocket because when you walk these streets, you don't know who's going to roll up and they'll kill their mother. So I always try to keep a couple of dollars, you know, on me. And I thought of my boy, his name was Gene, and I said, brother, I got something in my pocket. I'm going to give it to you, but you need to relax, man. And then I saw the person kind of look at me like, yo, this guy's crazy or what? But he relaxed, you know? So what I'm trying to do, I'm trying to diffuse the situation. And then I took out my money and I said, bro, I don't know how much I have, but it's yours. I just don't want any problems. He took the money. It was a $10 bill. And his demeanor changed. I guess, you know, whatever he wanted, the K2 or heroin, whatever. I'll never forget what he told me. He said, thank you, Papa. Thank you, Papa. No, sorry. Thank you, Papi. And he just left across the street. I'm like, wow, whatever he was looking for, I guess he found it, or he was going to get it, and that kind of made me sad, you know, and I said, you know what, I'm glad I didn't take out his eye, I'm glad I didn't pepper spray him, I'm glad I didn't break his knee, because I could have done it. He was a target, the advantage, because I wasn't impaired, he was. So basically, someone else came up to me. And say, hey, man, how much you gave him? Listen, I said, back off, man. I'm going home. And the dude backed off. I was, you know, giving that impression like, yo, don't want to touch me. Don't want to talk to me. Well, you know, they call it zombie land because so many people are on drugs, selling drugs. It's constantly violence, stabbing, shootouts. And I said, wow, man, this is what it's come down to. And the thing that's sad that most of the time there's police there in surveillance, and this is allowed to go on. This ease is allowed to go on. Wow. So I thought of what happened today, you know, this ease that occur in that place, in the Capitol. Interesting. When we're angry, we can do anything. We got that adrenaline, we won't stop. So update on Guasabara Taino Radio 1491. I'm going to dedicate one day a week dealing with integrating holistic humanity, physical, mental, spiritual, approach. And I'm already asking guests to come in, their experiences, they can share their treatments, be it traditional medicine or what have you. So very important you tune into that, because I think that whole sense of integrating the bio, psycho, social, spiritual is very important. I call the sacred fours of humans. And I want to dedicate one day a week in discussing bio, psycho, social, spiritual realms of what makes up a human being. We're not perfect. We make so many mistakes. To be human is to make mistakes. To make mistakes is to learn. To ignore the mistakes is to be ignorant. To overcome ignorance is to be totally arrogant. And to be arrogant is to be, wow, you're on your own. And people that are on their own are the people that try to kill or will kill, you know, will damage their bodies, will damage other people's bodies. This is stuff we're going to discuss in the show. We got to discuss the issues. And then another day, we're going to discuss indigenous issues, both in the Taino community and also the indigenous community, and, you know, pedophilia, sex trafficking, drug trafficking. It's all rampant, and it's crippling our communities, both in the Caribbean, South America, Mexico, Central America, North America, Canada, you name it, all throughout the world. This whole issue of disregarding human life, and of course disregarding Mother Earth, because we are nature. We are part of nature. So when is an indigenous person somewhere in the out west, when is it a woman in the inner city, in whatever city in the United States, or in the towns of Africa, when that woman is raped, when that child is raped, or sold into a sex industry against their will, that is a big mistake. And we have to figure these things out, how we can help these people. For many years now, we're talking about women who've been missing, children have been missing. It's horrible. It's going on right now. It's crazy. It's just, you know, it's sad. It's sad. This Friday, I'm going to have a special show. We're going to mix music with activism. I'm going to dedicate one day a week to music and to indigenous music, and see how music helps us heal and how we use music to communicate peace, justice, healing. I want to play some tracks today to get us into that healing mode. And then I want to dedicate just being ordinary people doing extraordinary things in the Taino community, in the indigenous community. I'll even have some allies on the show to discuss what they're doing to support the cause, because we're all humans, different cultures, different ethnicities, different foods on the menu. But the key thing is that, hey, all our food has taste. That's the key. How can we enjoy this food? Well, people enjoy, get nutrition, hydration, dance. I have a fundraiser coming up. I mean, it's not coming up. It's now. I'm using custominc.com to help my fundraising efforts. I want to create, I am creating a college fund for indigenous Caribbean youth. You know, a lot of people are taking advantage of the virtual reality of schooling. And there's a lot of children who are suffering because they're missing the one-on-one attention in the classroom. They're missing their teachers. It's interesting how a lot of children will tell you before COVID, oh, I hate school, I hate this and that. Now I'm hearing kids, man, I'm depressed. I want to be in school. I miss my friends. I miss my teacher, you know. It's interesting how the this whole transformation has occurred with COVID-19. We're social beings. This is what we need. We need to relate to one another. So wherever you are, to relate. Don't stay isolated. Yes, you have quarantine if needed, 6 feet distance, but it's very important to be connected to the outside world. Very, very important. So if you go on custominc.com, look up Taino Radio, I have some t-shirts that I'm selling to support the radio show. And, you know, with the generosity, it's $15. You can donate. I'm selling 150 t-shirts by the end of the month, January 31st. I got to sell at least 35 t-shirts so they can be printed and sent out. So we'll take one step at a time. And then the money that I'm going to receive is going to go to that scholarship fund. So it's very important that the youth understand that the ultimate weapon is not a gun. The ultimate weapon is not a knife, not an arrow. The ultimate weapon is education. Education can mean a lot of things. But what I'm talking about is following your dreams. We live in a reality where we need to have a job. If you want to raise a family, you have to have a job. You have to have some form of income. And I'm seeing it like crazy. People are using virtual reality, the virtual world, to make income, and that's amazing. We live in a country where service, and then you will get a compensation, and that's great. As long don't overcharge. That's the key. So, here's the problem. I need to sell those t-shirts, so I need your help. Okay? Got that scholarship money. Once I get some money together, we're going to get an application out to youth. And what their dreams are. If you have a dream, you're going to get some scholarship money. All you need is a dream. What do you want to do when you grow up? You know, psychosocials in my practice, one of the questions that I ask is, well, you know, what are your goals? And sometimes people are blank and they'll tell me, I have no goals. I says, all right, let's try to figure it out. What are your skills? What are your talents? Sometimes, can you explain what skills are, you know, or what's talent? You know, my family out there, it's not easy being a human being living in the 21st century. So much is demanded of us from we're little till we graduate high school, go to college, go to trade. It's a lot of demands, a lot of anxiety. So Guasavara Taino Radio is here to help. We're going to provide weapons. Weapon is nonviolence. The weapons are the tools to help you persevere. Okay, if you're lucky, if you're healthy enough, persistent enough, if you live a moderate life, maybe up to 80, 85 years old. If you're really persistent and motivated with your goals, you might even go to 90. If you're really persistent and enjoying life, maybe you might reach 100. The oldest patient I ever had, she was 111. And the thing that was sad about her was that, you know, she was at a nursing home and she missed her family. She missed her children. All her children were dead. And she had some great, great grandchildren that weren't living in the state. So she was pretty much alone, but she loved talking about her family. So she was still motivated to live. Those stories are alive. And sharing those stories kept solid. So if there's anything that you learn about Guasavara Taino Radio is you always can download a show and try to learn something. We are indigenous Taino or indigenous Caribbean. This is what the context of the show is about. But we're also going to include indigenous peoples from other nations because, hey, we are this whole family unit called indigenous. I'm also going to once in a while invite some allies who have been helping out. I'm going to teach that I want to share with everyone is that whole sense of being a gentle warrior. The warriors traditionally were the most compassionate people in the tribe. Why? Because they were the ones that were helping everyone. Even the ones, the last resort, was going to lay down their life for the nation, for the tribe, for the people. Gentle warriors. So there's a song that I love. It's called Gentle Warrior by Kalala. And, man, it's just... So Kalala Johnson of Canada, Canadian, Mi'kmaq, she... I believe she was a senior in high school when, like 3 years ago, when she helped sing this song, compose this song. And it's called Gentle Warrior. And I'd like to dedicate this song to all you Canadians out there. You're in third place in my stats of listeners. All you Indigenous and allies in Canada, this song's for you. Gentle Warrior. Yeah, that's a deep song. That's amazing. You know, I'm a member of Arayikayat, self-determined sovereign nation, Caribbean, and you know, we're trying to bring this language back. We're trying to speak that talk that's mentioned in the song. We adopted the dialect of Borinqueniki, Borinquenai, of Javier Hernandez. It's a basic workbook on the Taíno language, restore language, and wow, we're gonna dedicate future shows to language as well. But I love these words that Kalala Johnson saw. I'm trying to speak, but I can't find my words. They snatched it away, shattered my world. Don't say that I can't. Don't pretend that I'm yours. Free me so my spirit can soar. As a warrior, I'm stronger. Where lies and myths are no more. Two ways we walk, both ways the same. Words are the wings, carry us away. That's just some of the words of this song, Gentle Warrior. Man, that's just powerful. It was inspired by Indigenous woman Rita Joe, and you know, talking about how she lost the talk. I lost my talk. And that's the language, the thousands of languages that were lost in Canada, millions in the Western Hemisphere, Indigenous language. So as Arayeke, Yukayeke out, we're trying to get this language, you know. It's based on the Taíno words that survive, and also the Wayuu, a language that was that still is being used by the, but it's the Arawak dialect. It's the largest spoken language by Arawakan people, and it's still being in Colombia. So I'm really honored, man, to learn this and trying my best. A lot of us are trying our best to learn, and that's it. We're trying our best. That's the key. We can only try our best. It's learning a word. 2-4 words a day, learning the grammar from the Wayuu. If that's your best, you got my support. You got my support, and that's the thing. And Tak Busika, I give the knowledge. I try to give everyone the knowledge that I have, and this is what this show is about. And tomorrow I got some exciting news I want to share, and I'm going to get some guests on here, and let's see, let me get another song, since it's kind of a sad day today, super sad, with this failed insurrection. You know, a lot of people think they were doing the right thing, the honorable thing, finding a leader who's negative, who just cares about money. And lies. So I'm going to play a song, get us in a little mood to, I don't know, man. I think, you know, when I'm down and out, this is how I cope. I try to get a song that I really don't want to hear to try to get my brain functioning, trying to get my legs moving. And check this song out, a little Island Jam.
Tomorrow, man, and then tomorrow, one day.
There you go. Now check that out. I got me moved a little bit. I got me in a happy mood. It's important, you know, when you're down and out, you gotta change it up a little bit, and you have to try to figure out a way to get out the rut. Today I was in that rut, and wow. You know, I saw a lot of human beings today, mostly in Washington, D.C., very angry. And the result of that anger was one woman was killed. Once again, we sent out my condolences to the family. A long time ago, I heard this, and I want you to pay attention to this. This is John Trudell, Native activist, American Indian Movement. May he rest in peace. He wrote a little piece here, a little poem called Human Being. So I like to think of us as human beings.
We are going through an identity crisis as human beings. We don't identify and recognize ourselves or participate in this reality from the perceptional reality of a human being. We do it from gender, we do it from race, we do it from religion, we do it from blah, blah, blah. We do it from all these different things, but we don't participate in this reality with the perceiving reality as a human being. And no matter how you look at race, gender, or any of the other things that we participate in, any of these other things, every one of those things participates in reality from some form of feeling as though they're a victim. It's just psychologically programmed in. So we need to remember that we're human beings. We need to think and feel and see like human beings, because that's what the whole industrialized civilization, civilizing process was about and is about, is to erase our ability to recognize ourselves as human beings. This is about altering perceptual reality. This is how you change spiritual perceptions of reality. You get the human being to no longer understand being a human being, and then you alter their spiritual reality, man, and you really have made your big time. After that, it's always about catch up. It's a human being. So we need to remember whatever it is that we're dealing with, we need to think like human beings. Our power. And this is where it's important to understand about being a human being, because we don't recognize ourselves as a human. We recognize ourselves as human beings. Human. Bone question of water. Right? It's made up of the DNA. Our DNA, we're made up of the metals, minerals, and liquids of the earth. We are shapes of the earth. We have beings. All things in the earth are made up of the, they have the same DNA. Everything on the earth, same metals, minerals, and liquids make everything on the earth. Everything on the earth has being. We all have being. Our being comes from our relationship to the sun, sky, universe. It's literally like the sunlight. That's like the sperm that brings life to the water-bearing moon that is the earth. So our relationship as human beings to the reality of power is in our relationship to that reality. Now, being our power.
Wow, thank you, John Trudell. Your spirit continues on this realm, this physical realm, even though you're in a spiritual realm. That's right, we are a human being. We are human beings. The same DNA contained in our bodies, it's contained in the earth. The same minerals, over 100 minerals, metals that are in the ocean, is in our bloodstream, in our body. We're earth, we're ocean, we're water. Thank you, John Trudell. Now, for those who find it difficult to be human sometimes it's very hard to be human. You wake up one day, damn, man, I don't want to be human. I really don't want to be human. So I got a song just for that occasion. Way to Guyana, and I got this Arawak song from Guyana. If you don't want to be a human, how about being a monkey baby? I alone am a monkey baby.
Asakuyu kanise fuji fuji, daewo ni wabu forty is a forty can you see? Dai oni wa bo forty is a sukwa yo can you see? Forty can you see? Dai oni wa bo forty is a forty can you see? Dai oni wa bo forty is a Asoko yo kanise fuji kanise Daiwa ni wawo fuji isa Si fuji kanise Fuji kanise Daiwa ni wawo fuji isa Asoko yo kanise fuji kanise Daiwani wabu fuji isa Fuji kanise Asoko yu kanise fuji kanise.
There you go, I love that song. I'm alone and my monkey baby. So sometimes if you don't want to be human, or maybe it's too hard to be a human being, because it's very difficult to deal with the emotions, with the thoughts, with the sensations, the delusions at times. Well, guess what? Just make believe you're a monkey baby just chilling with your mom. Brings a smile. And I love this song. And wow. Good old ROI people from Guyana. Hey, man, I'd like to give a shout-out to Robbie, Arizona, and also Jose from New Mexico. Listen, sorry I couldn't get you guys in. I know I'm trying to connect you guys. It could be the internet service. I've been having some issues. It seems like folks are telling me, well, this virtual stuff going on, the internet's a little slow. Sometimes my studio gets a little messed up. So I'm sorry, guys, I can't connect you tonight, but I gotta get you guys back. You know, New Mexico, I love you guys out there. Arizona, one day I got to go visit. You know, for all you people out there, please wear your masks. Don't get sick. Don't get killed. And don't kill others, please. It's about wearing that mask. You know, I've been since March 2020, I've been working at a clinic Monday through Friday, sometimes Saturdays. I meet people in my office, one of the few health clinics in the city. I think we're the only one that sees people face to face. Mostly everyone is virtual. I keep that mask on 24/7. That's the key. You know, that's the key. Oh, check it out. My 23andMe results were a little switched up. They have me in Cuba. Now they have me in the eastern section of Cuba. What's going on here? Before I was in the Republic, makes sense because my A2 haplogroup on my maternal side relates to Central America, I guess. We're going to get also DNA. We're going to get into that. But the thing that was cool, that for the first time since 2011, well, I think it was 13. Not 13 when I did my DNA, Mongolian came up, and I love Mongolian culture. I love the music. I love everything about Mongolia for years. And I know that Genghis Khan, I love that movie. It was on HBO not many years ago. So check this out. I came out with 1% Mongolian for the first time. I guess as people take more tests, the genetic codes can be matched or whatever. So I knew it. So I like to end the show in a warrior style. The adrenaline, the Hu Band, the Wolf Totem, the Black Flag. I like to honor all my Mongolian ancestors from way back in the day. Thank you all for tuning in. All you live listeners and all you future listeners downloading the show. Thank you. I have a new email, TainoRadio1491@gmail.com. TainoRadio1491@gmail.com. Please let me know what's up. Thank you, Japan, Australia, Russia, Bosnia, Morocco, Colombia, United States, Puerto Rico, Jamaica, Dominican Republic, Canada. Thank you all for tuning in. United Kingdom, we can fight this COVID. Wear the mask, wash your hands, stop the spread. Hubei, Mongolia.
Come here.